From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma slammed ashore at Key West, Florida early Sunday with whirling winds and pounding rain. She is now headed north along the state's populous western coast. Irma left behind a trail of destruction across fragile Caribbean islands. She has now diminished to a Category 2 storm. The vast storm could cause billions of dollars of damage and devastation to parts of the peninsula state that have not seen a major hurricane in a century. Hurricane-force winds extended outward 130 kilometers from the eye of the storm. Forecasters are predicting dangerous storm surges of 3 and 4 meters along Florida's Gulf of Mexico shoreline. Tampa, which is the city that the hurricane is headed for now, has not been directly hit by a hurricane in nearly a century. The death toll from the powerful earthquake that struck Mexico Thursday night has now risen to at least 90 after emergency services in the southern state of Oaxaca said there had been 71 confirmed deaths in that state alone. At least 15 people died in the neighboring state of Chiapas, and 4 people were killed in the state of Tabasco to the north. The 8.1 magnitude quake that struck off the coast of Chiapas on Thursday was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened parts of Mexico City and killed thousands. Relief efforts are continuing at this hour. At least 3 people were killed and 13 others wounded